beginning in October, landholders will be able to benefit from a new fund that proponents of major projects will be able to pay into as a means of offsetting the environmental impacts of big projects like roads or railways or quarries or those sorts of things. And that money will then be made available to farmers or landholders who want to participate in conservation offsetting, and that money will be available for them to conserve a proportion of their land for environmental purposes.
How much do you think the fund would generate?
Well, that will depend on how many major projects are proposed. So when there's a major project which is going to involve environmental consequences, those proponents will have to pay money into the fund, and then that fund will be used to purchase and sustain offsets in the local area. If mining activity continues and expands, then there will be more and more offsets required.
What's the low-hanging fruit on that farm side of the equation? Where do you think in New South Wales would be the most obvious place for a farmer to get a biodiversity offset going?
Well, the most obvious places are those places that that have big infrastructure projects or resource extraction projects proposed, because what the fund seeks to do is to, wherever possible, find local offsets rather than looking at other parts of the state. Say, for example, a particular type of woodland might be affected by a big road project or a big mining project. We would look to identify a similar woodland in the same vicinity and then approach the landowner if they might be interested in participating and seek to give them an upfront payment to set aside that land, and then an ongoing payment to help them to manage that woodland for things like pests and weeds and those sorts of things, to make sure that its environmental values are sustained.
Does that mean sustained forever, or is this just for a period of time?
No, the offset will be enduring, so it'll run with the title. Obviously, if a farmer down the track changes their mind and doesn't want to participate in the offset, they will then be able to go into the market and seek to find another offset to enable them to use their land for other purposes. But the general idea would be for land that is of clear environmental value and that, for example, hasn't been cleared, maybe because it's an area that's remote and difficult to access, it might be a really useful income stream for farmers to be able to be paid to manage that land for its environmental values in the same way as they might manage other parts of their land to produce food or fibre.
How much do you think this might reduce the red tape involved, both for developers and obviously miners, but also for farmers who want to protect areas of biodiversity on their farm?
Look, it promises to be a real game changer, because in the past we've had offsetting regimes that have been very unclear, where miners, to use your example, have sought to buy up productive farmlands and offer them up as offsets that may not actually be of particular environmental utility and might actually result in a loss of otherwise productive farmland. That's not something we want to do.
Is this an important step, do you think, in the process of reviewing the Native Vegetation Act?
Look, I think it'll have clear implications in relation to the management of native vegetation. For too long, I think landholders have been forced to accept that their land should somehow be managed by them for environmental purposes, but with no quid pro quo for the landholder. This is about a new approach whereby we recognise private land can be used for living on, for farming, for grazing, and it can also be used for conservation. And where it is, that requires active management. So the person doing that, the private landowner doing that, should be paid for it.